This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. has now confirmed 5 million coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, but health officials believe the actual number is closer to 50 million, given testing limitations and other factors. Congress's negotiations aimed at providing a financial rescue package for Americans have collapsed. President Trump stepped in over the weekend, signing executive orders providing $400 a week for eligible Americans, though states would have to pay $100 of that. And he deferred payroll taxes, among other things. But his orders face an almost certain legal challenge, and Democrats say he's just showboating ahead of the election.
At his New Jersey golf club Saturday, President Trump signed executive actions that he said
are going to be very important and will take care of pretty much this entire situation.
On ABC's This Week, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had this description.
In one word, could be paltry. In three words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
And Senator Ben Sasse calls the moves unconstitutional slop. But White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells ABC's This Week,
We're going to go ahead with our actions anyway.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Overnight in Portland, Oregon.
Riot.
Authorities again declared a riot after protesters marched to a police union building, blocked the road, and set dumpster fires. Protests have been going on nightly since George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis. Portland resident June Walker says one of her neighbors was peacefully protesting when they got hit by a riot-controlled munition.
It's not looting and shooting people and burning up businesses.
She talked to KOIN-TV. China is announcing sanctions against 11 high-profile Americans just days after the U.S. put 11 Chinese and Hong Kong officials on a sanctions list. This is AP News. No masks required. It's the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota.
Organizers say they expect 250,000 people to pass through the event, taking place over several days, and that's half of what they'd normally get. Screw COVID. I went to Sturgis, read the design on one t-shirt being sold. Most people not wearing masks, like Dwayne Ramker.
Not too many people are worried about COVID.
Daily virus cases have been trending upward in South Dakota, but the seven-day average is still only around 84, with fewer than two deaths per day. Sturgis officials plan to mass test residents to try to detect and halt outbreaks. I'm Julie Walker.
Given the pandemic, up to 100 million more people around the world may wind up living on $1.90 a day, says the World Bank, most in sub-Saharan Africa. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.